Okay, here we are then. Bits and Pieces, podcast number 5. And you are?
Sharon Robertson.
And I am?
Stu.
I've forgotten again. Also in the house, we have Marvin riding shotgun with us, who will be taking over some of our pods, possibly. So, yes. Hey, Marvin, welcome aboard.
Yeah, hi, everyone. This is Marvin. I'm the golden fowl, Sharon.
Absolutely top notch. Okay, yes. So you'll be well adjusted listening to Marvin as he comes in every now and again. So podcast number 5, this is our Sharon.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Sad hurrah.
Yeah, a bit of a sad hurrah. And this is your last one, but we are going to be getting you by invite only, I hope.
By invite. Actually,
of course we can.
Absolutely. I'll be here coming on in.
We can't leave the Hinge Pin podcast extraordinaire off the sidelines so much longer. So, anyway, podcast number 5. What has actually happened in the past? And we've had the Tin Hau Festival. How did that go generally?
That was good. We went out to, took the Hebe Bun out, went out to the temple, and did the lucky god thing. And that was fantastic.
There was a roast pig thrown in as well, I take it.
It rained and rained and rained.
Yes, I saw
and it
that.
It was so busy.
Yeah.
It was beautiful, though. Gorgeous inside. Spectacular. We went down to Just Bay.
Yep.
Beautiful temple.
Yep, and you did the incense and the figure of eight and everything else. Yeah,
and the figure of eight, and we did everything.
Top notch. Okay, it was a pretty heavy day. That said, I think we've had the heaviest rains. It's been the wettest May since 1968.
And today we've got our first T3 this season. Can you believe
it? Three now, or is it one?
It's a three coming at four.
It's a three already.
Four. Yeah, it's
three. Okay, well, there we go.
Four, six. Okay.
Yeah, but it's mostly a proximity thing anyway. But that said, before we can segue onto anything else regarding the diary, I've just come back from the dock, the South Dock. There are boats tied up alongside, so when the T3 goes up, we know that those boats have got to go back to the moorings.
Yeah.
And dock protocol, so it will be something. Actually, there's something in the heebie-jeebies at the moment, which is the May-June at
down
the back.
By under, Eddie, Eddie
down by Eddie and Flotsam and Jetsam bit as well on basic protocols in Typhoon. But also, when you're alongside the dock, to properly tie up and what you do with your tailings of your mooring lines, don't leave them bundled on the dock. People can trip over those at night, the tailings. That's the loose rope. Okay. So once you're on the cleat, take the longer stretchy bits that you're going to be bundled up like an old woolen ball and take them, stretch them out from the cleat and put them nicely alongside the dock so nobody trips over them. Husbandry of the dock.
We could do a separate thing altogether.
To
the electrical cable that's hanging out.
Don't do that. Yeah, 240 volts of.
Tied up to the proper cleats.
Yeah, of course. And then.
The tailings,
just go nice, stretch them down there, make it look neat, because a neat boat shows a responsible skin.
Really?
It does.
Okay.
It does. Yeah, don't quote me on that, but it's not far off. So we've got the Typhoon just down the road, and we've got
extra lines on the boats, on the sling mooring. Don't forget to double your lines.
Get the lines doubled up, get your headsails furled up, get your headsails secured, your mains all wrapped up as well. Get them all sorted, and check your shackles. That's the important thing. Make sure the pins are in your shackles.
Do it today.
Do it today, if not... Yeah,
before it's too late.
I'm a rhymer.
Okay, so what happened, Sharon? What happened in May that we need to know about?
We had the open dinghy regatta.
Yep.
It was our biggest open dinghy regatta. We had 230 participants in this regatta.
And how many boats?
Many boats.
Many.
Many boats. We had Fevers. We had Optimists. We had Hobie Cats. We had 49ers. We had Lasers, we had Hansers.
We had the VX1 out as well, didn't we? VX1?
Probably,
Yes, Patrick Pender and his mob.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Okay.
It was a hybrid activity. Marco was here that weekend, I was away. So.
After I joined this pub.
That was his initiation.
Everybody is massive here.
Did you get wet? Did you get for a sail?
I was working on the... on the boyard.
Yes.
And as well as the garden bar. But
yeah. He got in the garden bar. Yeah, it was raining. Yeah. For prize giving, it was
outside the train, you will get wet in the garden. Yeah.
Thanks. We had amazing sponsors for that event again, which is Valleywag Foundation. Yep. They came along again, and they are great sponsors.
They're always good to step up.
We had the Council Foundation. They came on for the first time as a major sponsor for the event as
Brilliant.
Well.
Okay.
And XYT sports drink, energy drink. They came on as well. So it's great. Everyone had a great time. Was good at ranking regardless for everything involved, and we moved on, pushed on through that, straight into steering at the course.
Yep. And now what happened there? Because that was pretty well attended to at the end of the day. We had a great talk. The ladies did a talk on the Tuesday night, was it?
We had three ladies did a talk.
Yep.
We had Amelia Ruffs. We had Stephanie Norton.
Yes.
And then we had Nancy Highfield.
Yep.
Come along and do some talks. And Heather was our mediator.
Okay.
And it was a great evening, and we had wine by Vino Wines. Shout out to Henrietta
and her Italian mobbish wines, which is brilliant.
She was amazing. Okay. It was a great night. Everybody learned so many questions.
Yeah. Excellent.
And then we had our girls' night in, which was all made for young kids, wasn't it? And they made these beautiful, if you can look to your left there, Stu, listeners, are you listening? We made these beautiful lamps out of recycled bottles.
And of course, and they're all empty, Sharon, at the moment.
We recycled from the yacht club.
So it's upcycling, the downcycling of the wine, but upcycling the bottles.
That's right.
They look pretty good.
They cover jammels with material.
That
is good. So Sarah Horton, and thanks to Lizzie for doing all that. Okay. It's amazing.
A shout out to Lizzie and Sarah. Now, that happened just after the Die by Don thing, wasn't it, at F&B? Now, that went down pretty well.
I'm going to finish on my stream, course, though, because that was an incredible event. Sponsored by Leo Well.
Okay.
Fourth time with their sponsored our event.
Good.
Jessica Couture and all them. They all come along. They participated. They came to our taste day. They came to our race management day. They came to our girls' night in. They volunteered and helped out and came on the Saturday.
Yep.
So Leo Well are heavily involved in this club.
And may they be associated as well.
Absolutely. Grateful for them to come along. So steering the course was a huge success, and the course wouldn't be without Juliet Ashton and the committee for driving that along.
Yeah.
Because without the driver, Juliet, it was amazing.
There are key souls involved, and that's great. But also, that's also replicated at the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club as well.
No,
it's only here at EB. Okay. I saw it advertised. There was a banner at the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club, and also at the ABC.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It's a World Sailing Initiative.
Good.
And we are the only club in Hong Kong that run an all-female regatta.
Yep.
And we had 130 participants in it this year. It was our biggest
regatta ever. That's super huge. So that's something that we can be proud of, and hopefully next year we'll do it again. Okay, right.
All-female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something we need to spread out as well to the other yacht clubs that we are associated with.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, that's good news. Having said that, we as a club have some pretty good reciprocal clubs that we need to get everybody to have a little bit of an eyeball on. So if they go into the website, you can have a look at the membership, and there's associated clubs. There's some really good ones out there. Two that I'd like to shout out for.
Yeah.
One is the Puerto Galera Yacht Club down in Puerto Galera in the Philippines. Get down to Manila, get down to Batangas by road, and there's a ferry from Batangas all the way down to Puerto Galera, and there you will find one of the most magnificent little rattan clubs on the whole planet. They need help, they need membership, and they need support. So that's one. The other one is in the UK. If you ever find yourself back in the UK, that I know particularly, and that's the Royal Norfolk and Suffolk Yacht Club. It's the oldest yacht club in the UK. They are fantastic. They've got accommodation. Have a look at the links in the website through the heebie-jeebies. That's good. So those associates. Now, that would be a good idea for next year, to send out an APB to all of those clubs to say what we are doing, an APB All Points Bulletin, to say next year the ladies are going to be here, and if you want to send any over, please, please, please do.
I agree.
Airfares are pretty low at the end of the day, so there's no excuse coming over to Hong Kong.
Hong Kong,
and we need you. Hong Kong needs you all.
Hebe needs you all.
And Hebe needs you too. Okay. So, Die by Don, we've talked about. So, rather than talk about the past, let's go forward and talk about the future. We've got the June the 1st study up tomorrow, and then June the 2nd.
The Typhoon
series kicks off, doesn't it? Okay.
Big biggest racing series of the year.
Righty-ho.
With all our big, big boats rocking on.
We've got every man and lady and their dogs coming along as well, including one boat that needs a little mention, Bits and Pieces. The boat once owned by Kay Patterson. She has been... we don't really know. However, past Commodore, Mark Horton is taking it under his wing, and that's going to be in his charge. He's been up that mast today.
I saw him just...
He's nearly 80. Can see this bobbing white hair on a bosun's chair on the masthead, fixing the Windex, and he's going to be sailing that on Sunday. So give him your absolute support. He's got crew, and I did say to him, do you need crew? He said, no, I certainly don't. But anyway, he'll be leading all of his crew by the hand, and hopefully he'll be doing pretty well. So if you're going to be on the water on the 2nd, which is a Sunday, keep an eye on that man and his crew. Okay, having said that, so we've got 2nd of June. What else is happening? We've got Art Jam, is that right?
We have Art Jam coming up. Art Jam is, again, going to sponsor for our 24-hour dinghy race.
Yep, okay.
It's happening on the 19th of June.
Righty-ho.
It's going to be coming in sideways.
Yep, it's a Wednesday, isn't it?
On a Wednesday with the Sunset Challenge, the newly launched Sunset Challenge, which is coming in from the Sailing Centre.
Okay.
And we're going to... People can go out on their boats and do their sailing and tasting their water sports, and they can come off and then do some art jam afterwards to bring the family down, and we'll have some painting, maybe paint some next of these bottles, or we'll have canvases available as well.
But there is a problem, which means we don't have enough bottles, and we are going to, if you're over 18, you've got to drink away, take a bottle, drink it, and then give it to some hardy soul who will then place it for you. Yeah. So what art jam open to what age range of kids?
Any?
All age.
All age. 3 o'clock up to 12 o'clock? Below clock, I say. Yes, you know. 3 o'clock kids, 12 o'clock kids. Yeah, why not? Yeah, so bring your kids.
Finger painting is even better.
It's going to be fab, yeah. Forget your brushes. Finger paints, better still. Get your toes dirty as well. Wipe your foot paint as well. Now, you mentioned the sunset sailing on Wednesdays as well. Tell me what that's all about.
So, like I said, we're relaunching the new Sunset Sailing. It's to
not just sailing boats, is it?
No, we're doing paddling as well. That's your key, isn't it?
It is. I'm the paddler.
Do you want me to address you?
You go for it, yes.
So we're going to do kayaking and set up paddleboarding, and we have our new paddleboats.
We possibly will have one. The secret could be out of the bag in the next 2 days. Sarah Wilson, who's Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club, lives on Lama. She's got what's called an OC2, which is an ocean canoe that we know as outriggers as well. And she may well lend us one from the Royal Hong Kong Yacht Club Shelter Cove. Thank you very much to Justin Murray, who's the paddling events manager over there. And we might have an outrigger so everybody can have a taste of what paddling could be here at EB Haven to bring us up as a legacy club to the other paddling clubs so we can get into some major significant events and the dragon boats as well.
Even though we have loads of significant events
in our calendar this year.
It's a loaded calendar coming through, but this is a great opportunity.
Busy is good.
And it's running right through summer.
It is every Wednesday.
The bar's going to be open. The burgers are going to be cooking
away. Barbecue.
We'll be down there shouting it out.
Alrighty. Are we going to have any music?
Oh, Spotify DJ.
Okay, alrighty.
We can maybe do a live. Well,
it's a job for you on the side, Miss.
Maybe Mark, and you can do a live podcast.
Who knows?
You can be our guest.
I can be your guest.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Spinning the disc with Sharon.
Sunset Challenge, remember to reserve your vacancy or boat by signing up.
Yep, that's right. You've got to sign up, get your boat. Book.
Okay, so that's key then, because if you don't sign up, you might not get a boat.
That is true. Looking ahead, like long range forecast.
Yep.
In August, the 4th is our open day. Again, speaking of booking ahead and what you need to do.
Yeah.
So that's a big shout out. Our open day is going to happen on the 4th of August. It's incorporating the Sports for All program initiative by the Hong Kong government. So that's a date for your diary, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a Saturday, right?
That's a Sunday. So the Saturday is a Typhoon Series race.
Okay. So we're swapping Saturday for Sunday and Sunday for Saturday.
Okay. So that's the date for your diary.
Okay. All right.
Date, 4th of August.
Okay.
The word. And then obviously another date for people's diaries is the 24-hour dinghy race.
Right.
which is going to be on the 19th and 20th of October.
Okay.
So we are calling all schools in Hong Kong, get your sailing team together. Get your sailing teams together and raise some money for our wonderful charities. Marvin, can I put you on the spot? Do you know what they are? The Children's Cancer Foundation is our major one. And then we have Treats and...
The Sun Sai Kung Community, right?
District Community Center, yes. And by deal, and we have...
Sustainability.
Sustainability Hong Kong, well done. So that's a great event. We should raise money for all that.
Which is brilliant. And a lot of the schools get involved as well, of course, don't they? So that's prime for them too. I wonder whether we're going to get any solo sailors going to do those 24 hours.
That's a challenge for everybody.
We did about 4 or 5 years ago.
I think it was Dion.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's call for Dion to give it another go, see whether he can break that record that he had. I can't remember how big that was.
Dion, are you listening?
Come on down. Yeah, Dion. And I must say, Dion's doing some pretty good photography at the moment, if you noticed.
Nice.
So that's another thing that we might look at is I've put it out there at the moment to have a bit of a gallery night, and if we can get Henrietta with her Italiano Vinos, and we can have a bit of a gallery night with those who would like to show their photos of a nautical maritime theme, flex those muscles, and get them shown.
Speaking of art gallery, did you have a look at the inner restaurant where our beautiful art piece came in for certain course from Julie Petrus?
No, I've not seen that yet. I'll have a look today where there is a talk today as well.
Spectacular. It's a collaborative art piece. So
you
come along and you can put your bit of string around the inspirational words and where your life is going to go. Yep, so we're going to leave that for a bit longer. So if you're listening, come into the restaurant. It's the bowlers doing there. So.
Get it done. Put your wish list for life on there.
Absolutely.
Your philosophy of life. Back to the 24-hour, of course, where we've got a theme. Carnival, is that right?
Carnival.
Okay, so we're going to Rio.
Something like that.
Yeah. We don't have any carnival sort of trucks or anything like that coming down, have we? We dress up as peacocks and everything else? Or, you know?
I think we're putting it out there for the best dressed boat.
Okay.
Best dressed team.
Yeah. So we're doing carnival for boats, not for people.
People on boats.
Well, we're not going to oil up and be all sort of, you know.
Well, you know. Woo-wee.
You never know with Sharon Robertson. She could surprise us all. Or even Marvin could be.
Marvin.
Could be key.
No, I know our Kenny Lai, who is our designer.
Yeah.
He likes a bit of dress up.
He likes it. That doesn't
he
why
does.
Not? Okay, Father's Day birthday. What's happening then?
We are just giving our dads a wonderful lots of love and giving them a free glass of house wine when they come along for our Father's Day on the 16th of June.
Oh, 16th of June. Okay, so that's good.
But
that's a dad's loving day out.
Dad's
loving day. So sons and daughters and sisters and brothers, treat your parents and especially your dad. Now we've got a whole load of safety boat courses coming up as well. And don't forget the Sunday buffets as well. They've been well attended to at the moment.
Yeah.
They've got some very good applause up there. Chef has now designed a pretty good roast together with great veggies on the side. And he has finally tuned in to the Yorkshire pudding.
The Yorkshire pudding?
Which is a little... Yes, of course. A rare beast that is well cooked. So that's good news. Keelboat training, that's all going well.
Very busy, our keelboat training.
Yeah.
All the way through. And don't forget, we have our community sailing days on Wednesday and Thursday, and on Friday evenings, we now have our J80 Friday evenings.
Right, now the Friday evening one used to be the popular one, didn't it?
Yes. Thursday one for our J80 in the morning. You can come along and pay $100 to the member or $200 to the non-member. Jump on a J80 boat, go for a sail with an experienced helm.
And that's an all-day out on the boat if you need
it's
it.
10 to 2.
Yep, okay, that's good.
The same with the quests on the Wednesday morning.
Excellent, yeah.
So it's really great. So we've got so much going on, and summer's just around the corner.
Busy. Well, I think we're here.
We want to get out and sail.
Well, the other day we hit 33 degrees. Down to 24 this morning, apparently. Was it yesterday morning?
Yeah, I don't like this up-down weather.
Too hot and sticky for me. But anyway, the T3 down the road is going to go back up again.
To the Philippines, yeah.
Yeah, with 35 degrees.
Yeah.
But there we go. So June, and we've got the fitness in the Patchwork Centre still going on.
And Rose are coming up and doing some yoga.
Is that normal yoga or hot yoga? What's all, you know, For people of my ilk and vintage, will I be able to bend the legs, the joints, the artificial hips to conform to Yoga Central?
I think so. Yeah. It's going to be heavy Yoga Central.
Okay, so the old farts can pitch in.
The old farts can pitch in. I am sure Rose Art will stretch you to your ability.
So come on down the Hortons. Come on down. Everybody's after the...
Come down and support.
Do that, yeah, okay.
Support our yoga. And it's air-conditioned. So, you know,
that's even better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bumps and bobs and everyone come down and let's just give it a go. And Ash has got his fitness classes happening still on a Tuesday night. So,
yeah, okay.
Swim it out.
Now that's.
Lose that weight for summer.
7 o'clock, right?
Yes.
For an hour.
Yes.
Okay.
Half.
Righty ho. The other thing we're talking about as well, on the 8th of June, we kick off with the Hong Kong Metro Racing Nationals as well.
Yes, very important.
We don't know how that's going to pan out because of weather, do we?
No, I never know that. No. Leslie and Bob Hart, they have that.
They've got that all pretty much in the bag, haven't they?
Exactly. Yeah. We are so grateful that we've got them as our leads on that, and Bridget's got it going on. That's an invitational only. It's super competitive.
It is. And that's going to be, I hope, videoed as well. And there'll be live feed coming back into the club.
Yep.
So you can watch it from a...
In the garden bar?
Yeah, in the garden bar, from a standpoint perspective as well as a spectator, which is good news. And now, the last time we did that was 2 or 3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, I can't remember, and it was pretty exciting. Weather was not good, but it was... I think we were getting some pretty heavy gusts. And we... Yeah, it's not an easy time. And we still got the golf days once a month as well.
Yeah, golf days on the 19th. So the 19th of June is a very busy day for the club. We have golf going on. We have Sunset Challenge. We have Art Jam coming on, launching the 24-hour countdown. So the 19th of June is a hot middle day of the middle. Is it the middle day of June? It's like the middle of June.
Somewhere like that, yes. Yeah, around about the middle. Yeah.
Middle of June, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Now, the other thing is the kids are now off school, right? So every Saturday you've got a kids' fitness because the kids will be in watching their computer games, videos, Netflix, everything else. Yeah. Opportunity for the kids to get out, get that flatulence away from home, the flamboyance of fatness, if that's the right word, away from that body of I don't know. It's all the F's. It's the flamboyance of... Yeah, okay, there we go. Let's not go there. Anyway, so time for the kids up to about age 14, 15 to work out. Is that Ash is doing that?
Ash is doing
that. Okay, so that's good. Saturday mornings, what sort of time for kickoff?
10 o'clock.
Right, yep. So get your kids out of their cots, ready to rock and roll.
And don't forget, we've got our summer programs coming here.
Summer camp is coming.
Summer camp is on, so you can do your multi-activity weeks. We have our 1, 2, and 3. We have our HKS level 1 and 2s coming through.
Beach visit. Trio's always good. Yep. Cascade's always good, isn't it?
Yeah. And we do learn about the environment, video sustainability
courses. Yes.
Do a bit of paddling.
That's great.
Don't forget to bring lots of sunscreen and your hats. So they're booking up fast, people, so get in there.
And if you forget the sunscreen, Cell Training Centre has gallons of stuff on it, which is good stuff. Okay. What's happening with Youth Development Squad? We've got some, I don't like to call them elite sailors, but they are the normally up the level of
they're in the HK Hong Kong Sporting.
They're up there, aren't they? You know, they're the elevators.
So, in Jessica, I believe, is going over to Europe. They'll all be competing in Europe over summer. So, you'll find Seb over there. You'll find
all the good ones. And then a shout out for Sekai with the Olympics, of course, coming up in Paris.
Top
notch.
Akira
Sekai. Yeah.
And his partner, Russell, for the 49ers.
Righty-ho.
That are competing in the Olympic Games in Paris.
We'll be getting more feedback as it comes, won't we?
More feedback. He put it to sale here at Europe, by the way.
He did.
He's an original Digi Dodgy.
He was seeded at Hebe, wasn't he?
He was,
His little roots were down here, and he got a few little branches. Yes, and he sort of turned into an oak tree of a sailor. That's the right way of saying that. Is that a poor analogy?
I think you need a draft of water. Okay. People, is it 5 o'clock yet?
It's almost time, the witching time. Okay, so Hong Kong Match Racing, we talked about Typhoon Series. What we haven't talked about is the Monday Brazilian Social Dance. So if anybody wants a little bit of that, or is that being canned? We're not doing that anymore.
We have swapped up the summer for something different.
Okay,
to be decided.
So hold your breath, wait for some announcement on that one, and then we'll see what happens. Yeah. Marvin, you're going to be coming up with a bit of news, views, and items of interest in that area as well.
Yes, is not that correct? Right now.
Not right now, but that's to occupy and make use. Yeah.
You'll get back to the
second floor. So the HIIT workouts are happening, and we've got the yogas, as you said. And what else are we going to be thinking of for this month that we haven't mentioned before?
The month is so, so full.
Any more talks? Evening talks?
Not yet. No? But I think coming out of summer and stuff, we're going to do it in like August, maybe.
You do.
Sometime, you know. Club gets very busy over July, June, July. Big thing I want to say now that summer is here is don't forget to bring your Eskies to get your ice.
Because?
We no longer give our ice in plastic bags. You must bring your Eski, people.
Okay, so it's good news. If you get your plastic bag, but if you bring your plastic bag, will you actually get ice in a plastic bag?
Yes.
Maybe you should sort of have a little bit of better policing and say, plastic bag, no ice, but buy the Kiwi bag.
Buy the Kiwi bag.
Okay.
We have some new merch coming on board.
That's good news. How much are you going to pay for a Kiwi bag?
$80.
$80, that's cheap.
That's for cooler.
And you can use it for anything as well, can't you? Shopping or whatever. Yeah, okay, good news.
Is it for my gin?
Yeah.
Oops.
What? Good grief.
Yeah, but I got me.
Yeah, Cheryl, I didn't think you were a gin drinker.
Oh.
Okay, so what else have we got to say regarding gin?
Okay,
I think we're running over our allocated time, aren't we?
They're going to kick us out of this room any moment.
Yeah,
we are always naughty,
Joe. We always are, and we always get some feedback. So this is pod number 5. Oh, I know what I was going to say. We have a QR code now for people to log into regarding the podcast.
God.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Been able to see stuff.
Yes, well, there you go.
Just scan the QR code around the club.
And get the matrix.
You can listen to us on Spotify, Amazon, RSS.com, Apple. You just need to search Hebe Bits and Pieces in any podcast and you will find us.
Bits and Pieces and podcast 5 all the way back to 1.
Yep.
It's stored. So listen to the whole thing through on your cars and the NTR and if you're sailing.
Well, Marvin and Stu are going to do a live podcast.
Are we really?
In June, people.
Okay.
Marvin and Stu are going to...
Thank you, Mrs. Robertson, for putting us on the spot. Marvin, I'm going to leave that with you. You're going to have to construct a script.
Yes, maybe for Matt
Fitzgerald,
Typhoon Series.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Yeah. Why not? A Typhoon Series pod. That we can link into bits and pieces.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get all those sailors coming off the wire. Hey, how you doing?
Absolutely. So that's the end of pod 5 then.
Yep,
so say farewell from Sharon, but it's not the end of Sharon because you're going to come up and do some guesting. So from me, Stu Pride, from you.
See you later.
Sharon, Marvin.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah, adios. Bye. So that's it from us.
All righty, everybody. Bye for
next
now.
Time on pod 6. Yeah.